We're in Acts chapter 20, where we read, "Because the Jews made a plot against him, that is Paul, he was about to sail for Syria. As he was about to sail for Syria, he decided to go back through Macedonia. He was accompanied by Sopater, the son of Pyrrhus from Berea, Aristarchus and Secundus from Thessalonica, Gaius from Derbe, Timothy also, and from the province of Asia, Tychicus and Trophimus." In Jesus' name, beloved of God, some of you may not know me. I am Honorary Professor Schaller. And there are some new faces that you brought here to chapel today. So I don't know all of you. Maybe you could tell me, are any of you related to Schaller, to a Schaller? Any of you related to Naumann? How about a Lau? Gullerud? Got some down there. Schierenbeck? Is there a Tychicus in the house? I don't see any. Actually, in Greek-speaking Asia Minor, that name may not have had such an unusual sound. Tychicus, Trophimus. Tychicus was a companion of Paul on his third missionary journey, but it's not so glamorous as it might sound, because it didn't mean just that he got to travel and see the world. It also meant that Tychicus shared the dangers that confronted the apostle. When the plot to do away with Paul in Corinth was discovered, Tychicus was among the companions who had to turn northward to Macedonia instead of sailing to the east toward home. Could following the word of the Lord ever bring us face to face with danger today? As a companion on Paul's journey, Tychicus was far more than just a missionary helper. Paul called him a beloved brother in Colossians 4. Tychicus may only be mentioned 5 times in the Bible record. I've already mentioned him more than that. And we may know so very little about him, but to Paul, he was extremely valuable. Paul could send Tychicus to Crete, for example, to fill in for Pastor Titus there so that Titus could journey to Rome to confer with Paul while he was imprisoned there. You see, Tychicus was also with Paul during both of his imprisonments in Rome. From there, Paul sent his faithful deacon, as he called him, as a messenger with letters to the Colossians, the Ephesians, and Philemon, as a messenger and fellow slave of Jesus Christ. Tychicus was also to tell the Christians in Asia Minor how Paul was doing and how his imprisonment was not stopping the spread of the word of God. Now there were believers even in Caesar's household, and Tychicus could tell them that. What an encouragement that would be to the faithful in Asia, who might have thought that everything was coming to a grinding halt with Paul in prison. That was Tychicus. He was a companion, a beloved brother, a faithful servant, a vacancy pastor, a fellow slave, and a messenger boy. Not really such an ordinary person at all. So what are you training for here at Emmanuel? Are you interested in sharing the dangers that may come when the darkness of this world is met by the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That is when the creatures of darkness go scurrying for cover or get vicious because they can't find any cover. Are you interested in serving God wherever he may lead you, whether as a substitute teacher, a messenger, a go-between? Would you like to be one who is sent to encourage folks with the latest news of how things are going back home in heaven? Then you will be interested in knowing someone who was all of these. Tychicus knew him. He was Tychicus's companion in all of his travels. He was a companion in all dangers, troubles, and suffering. More than that, he was a beloved brother who not only shared, but took upon himself all the misery, took the place of the human race, and then promised to be with us always, even to the end of the world. He is the messenger of the covenant, who brought peace between God and all mankind, and he brings the encouraging word of how things are going back home in heaven, the good news of God's triumphant grace, even in times when it might seem blocked on every side, stifled by the devil, the world, and us too. We don't know a lot about Tychicus, but everything good about him is a reflection of his great companion, substitute, messenger, mediator, Jesus Christ. And if God should by his kind word make you a Tychicus here at ILC, it will be to reflect the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, wherever you may go. He is able to use every facet of your growth and training to his glory and the benefit of others. May you be so blessed. We pray, give us lips to sing your glory, tongues your mercy to proclaim, throats that shout the hope that fills us, mouths to speak your holy name. Alleluia, alleluia. May the light which you now send fill our lives with alleluias, alleluias without end. Amen. Hymn 498, we'll sing stanzas 1, 4, and 6. 1, 4, and 6 of hymn 498.